country, people got a dog, you know. It's the only country where we ban breeds of dogs rather than the owners. Like the pit bull got banned. Everyone started buying a Staffy. Has anyone got a Staffy? Yeah? Don't take this the wrong way, but there's a certain type of prick that owns a Staffy. You've got a flipping Staffy, bruv, innit?
A Staffy dive.
You never seen a middle class English man. I got a Staffy. You never see. It's always I got a Staffy, mate. And the dog's like, I've got to hang out with this prick. Giving my people a bad name. When I was in Africa, I went to South Africa, right? I don't like generalizations like white people do this, black people do this, but I was in Africa, South Africa. White people have got the most dangerous animals over there. Pet tigers, pet alligators. One white guy had a pet hippo. In his garden, pet hippo. Even black people in Africa don't go near hippos. Have you seen a hippo?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I run away. I just run. Away.
And then they win a marathon. It's called evolution, isn't it? You know, this guy, Mary Ellis, had a pet hippo in his garden. He goes, I got the pet hippos. I love my hippo. I like to ride the hippo. I like to play with the hippo. I take the hippo shopping. I take it to Nando's. He's like a son to me. Know what happened? Hippo ate the bastard. And there's a report in the news, surprise hippo attack. How can you be surprised if you've got a hippo in your garden? It's a surprise if you're walking outside the Hammersmith Apollo and there's a tap on your shoulder. There's a massive hippo behind you. I'm going to mash you up now, brother, innit? Oh, what a surprise.
Like they've got bitten by a dog. Where? Deep sea diving.
That's a surprise dog attack. Because let's face it, Dave, white people are worth much more money in the media. And if we all got wiped out tonight, all these Bengalis and us lot, you'd be the only one named.
Terrible, we lost Dave and several other Bengalis. One of them had a quassim around his genit.
You'd be the only one named. Like Ebola, what happened to Ebola? Apparently he's gonna wipe us all out earlier this year. Just disappeared. Because as soon as a white guy caught it, they found a cure.
Thank God for David. Billions of us dead. For 40 years, David catch it, we are safe now. My brother.
You see, more black people get killed by hippos, but it's never reported on the news. Because CNN would never pick up the story.
Hello, is that CNN? Yeah, my friend has been eaten by a hippo. Yeah, he eat him. Yeah, he finish. Yeah, finish. Yeah, dead. Yeah, finish. Yeah, finish. Yeah, dead. Yeah, finish. That's dead, yeah. Yeah, finish. Finish. Yeah. No, he was black. Hello? Bastard.
I like London in general. You get a lot of close talkers in London, though. You know, what's happening, mate? Scare, you know, those right in your face. You're too close, that's what's happening. Let's keep this conversation arm's length. You know you're too close to me if I've got to be cross-eyed while I talk to you. If I've got to breathe in while you breathe out. I might as well get off with this geezer. It's the problem in London, it's overcrowded. You can't even get a seat on the tube. I think there's a rule though. If a pregnant woman comes on the train, give her your seat. Pregnant woman came on the train the other day. I go, there you go, madam, there's a seat. She sat down. I said, congratulations on the baby. She goes, I'm not pregnant. And then she didn't give me the seat back. I thought, what's her problem? So I said, congratulations on the Kentucky Fried Children then. It turns out they were Greggs. See, there are things you can and there's things you can't say. You know, like, I realised this when I did a show on this very stage for BBC One called Live at the Apollo. Anyone see that? I was the very first Indian on Live at the Apollo. And the last. Give you an example, right? Mo Farah turned up, sat right there. You know who Mo Farah is?
Yeah.
Internationally acclaimed Somali, Mo Farah. Olympic gold winner, sat right there. I said, oh, it's Mo Farah. How about, you know what Mo Farah's real name is? It's not Gemcho. How did you go from Mo Farah to Gemcho? That's what you call a good Jew. Sukaris. Sukaris. That's what you call a Punjabi. Oh, shut up, a bastard! Sukaimcho. I did a lot of jokes about good Jews in my last DVD. They wanted to fight me in the street. Why did you say that? Sukaris. Sukaris. What are you doing, man? Sukaris. So Mo Farah turned up that night. Anyone knows Mo Farah's real name is? Apart from Kemcho? Exactly, Muhammad. Muhammad Farah, but he said he had to change his name to Mo Farah because white people weren't comfortable with a Muhammad running around record speeds. Changes that to Mo, mate. Shit myself. So I said, how about a big round of applause for Mo Farah? Whole audience started applauding Mo Farah. I said, Mo, come on, man, stand up, because I don't want to stand up. Whole audience gave Mo Farah a standing ovation. I said, Mo, stand up. I don't want to stand up. I said, why not? He goes, I'm not even Mo Farah. It was just some other black guy that was sat there. And now I look like a massive racist. You ever try and defuse a racial situation, you make it even worse. That's just not Mo Farah, it's just I'm on the Malteser head. Got in serious trouble for that. I remember the producer called me into the dressing room and said, how dare you? You cannot advertise Maltesers on BBC One. People are complaining about this country, about the weather. We live in the best climate in the world. We don't suffer from hurricanes or tsunamis. Think about it. America had Hurricane Katrina. Jamaica had Hurricane Wat Da Ras. And we had Hurricane Dave. Knocking over bins like it was pissed. In other countries, you can lose your home and all your personal possessions. What's the worst that can happen in London? I stepped in a puddle, Dave. Obviously, my condolences to anyone who's lost a fence. I know white people love fences. You know, in Bangladesh, right? Your whole family can get wiped out in an earthquake, and they still don't get a day off the British factory. My family are dead. Don't worry, you can bury them on your lunch break. I'm joking, you don't have lunch break. You can bury them in your toilet break. I'm joking, you don't have toilet break. Throw it in the bin. If you ask if you're gonna get a tan, Dave, I hear, Paul, you're gonna get a tan, mate. Do I look like I need a tan? See, Dave, you get a tan, get a bit more golden. He gets a tan, he's one shade away from being Sri Lankan. That guy's one shade away from working at a petrol station. See, when you can't pronounce names, people get very uncomfortable, right? There was a plane crash in China. I don't know if you heard about this. Asiana Flight 214, right? Someone sent the names of the pilots into the Fox News Network in America, and then they read out the names of the pilots. You tell me if these sound like real Chinese people to you. The first captain's name was Captain Sum Ting Wong. Second captain's name is Wee Too Lo. Third captain's name was Ho Li Fak. Fourth captain's name was Bang Ding Ao. And the last one was Wasim. Wasim. There was a problem there, you know? They're not real Chinese names. You've got any Chinese people that can verify that? Yeah, I was here. I'm not here now. You are too low. I've gone home now. There was a program I saw on BBC One called The Woman That Woke Up Chinese. Anyone see that? She didn't wake up Chinese. Just suffered from a serious migraine. You don't wake up another race. You ever woken up Bengali before? Dave?
He's like, no, mate, thank God for that.
She didn't go to sleep one day.
All right, Trice, you better go to sleep now.
What, not Dave?
Not Trice, wake you up in the morning. Hey, Trice, you obviously wake up.
How are David? How are you? How are you, Ravid?
Who the flip's Ravid? I know we're the Chinese last night, but you're taking the piss, love.
China's a very totalitarian regime. You could get arrested if you took a picture in China. You know, police be like, I see someone taking a picture, do you copy? Other police be like, yeah, copy DVD, Rolex, everything. Gucci handbag, why you want me to copy? So you gotta find the limits, you know. Like, did you hear about the ginger terrorist that tried to kill the royal family the other day? Call him a ginger terrorist. Any ginger people in tonight? Yeah? That was out of order, innit, Dave?
What's your name, mate?
Dave.
It's gotta be Dave, innit?
It's like shouting out Muhammad in a mosque. At least 50 people are gonna turn around.
Who me?
It's out of order, innit, Dave? People make fun of ginger people in this very day and age. Think it's racist? It's not racist. Ginger people never came over this country as slaves and shackles and chains from the gingerbread land.
Did they, Dave?
I don't like it when people blame things on racism. I saw this other program on BBC One about parking tickets. It goes, you gave me a ticket, bruv, innit? You gave me a ticket because I'm not white, bruv. Because I'm not white, I got a ticket. I'm like, mate, you parked in a bus lane. It's because you're not red. Bus is red, isn't it? I don't get it, innit? There's some dumb bastards in this room tonight. I spent £100,000 on this shit and it's got... You Bengalis better get with the program.